From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. In the midst of the current Turkish cross-border military offensive, Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River. It is unclear if all of the Kurdish forces have withdrawn as demanded by Turkey. The Kurdish rebels have been a source of tension between the United States, which views them as a key ally in the war in Syria, and Turkey, which sees them as terrorists allied with the separatist Turkish Kurds. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Saudi Arabia to discuss U.S. military operations in Syria. He plans discussions with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman, with diplomats from Bahrain, and with the Gulf Cooperation Council. Kerry wants to shore up support for the Syria plan ahead of scheduled meetings with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland on Friday. During the meeting with Lavrov, the two sides will try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced military exercises on land and in the Black and Caspian Seas. Those drills began Thursday in Russia's southern, western, and central military districts, where troops have been put on combat alert. The drills will last until the end of the month. A 4.3 magnitude aftershock hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Thursday. The aftershock caused damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in a town already reeling from Wednesday's earthquake. Officials put the death toll at that quake at 241. Several hundred have sustained injuries and received treatment. Authorities expect the death toll to rise. This is VOA News.